This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. I'm your host, Joe Messina. Always a pleasure to have you on board. I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you head up to the website, therealside.com, you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There's a gazillion and three things going on up on the website. And smarter people than I in the chat room, I think. I don't know. We'll find out in a minute. Right? When they start responding, we'll find out in a minute. We got all kinds of... I think we got all kinds of cool stuff. Now, the webcam ain't up, but the other cams are up. You should see the other cams. There's three cameras in a room. Anyway, there's a whole bunch of stuff that you can see going on in here. We got a new fresh coat and paint. We got all kinds of cool stuff going on. You'll see it during the show, I think, as I do different camera angles. I'm actually in the room... With you might be able to wave in a minute. If I do this right, she'll be able to wave to you in a minute. I just forget which one it is all the time. God bless America. Shut up and bear with me. This one? That's the webcam. Oh, you can't see it yet, can you? I'll figure it out eventually. Relax. There's producer Tammy. Yeah, there you go. This is a better one. I like this one. Is that the one? God bless America. We're going to get it here. I don't care if you want to bear with me or not. I'm having too much fun with this. I had these all figured out. What happened? How about that one? Right there. See, there's the two of us. What are you laughing for? Yeah, okay. I'll figure out the button soon. Don't worry about it. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time you spend with us on the air and in the chat room. If you head up to the website... That's therealside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. There's a gazillion and three things you can do up there. And when you get to the website, I really would like your email address. Don't make me come over to your house, jump on your shoulders, and grab it from you. You know what I'm saying? So it's a way for me to get information to you every week. Let you know what stories we're going to be covering, who's going to be on the show, that kind of thing. And if you that way you can pick the nights you want to get involved. You know what I'm saying? So tonight, yeah, pop culture crazies. You can tell I am like out of sync because I got everything. Trying to watch everything all at one time. Pop culture crazies tonight. Andrea Nelson will join me from the Clover Agency to really talk about some of the things that are going on in the news that we don't have a clue of. I don't understand any of it. And most of the time it goes right over my head. You know, and today, like today, come on, give me a break. Have any of you guys figured out why Mr. Obama has decided that allowing Korea to be able to buy military weapons from us is a good idea? Does he really think that Korea is going to take on China? Or is he out of his mind? When you're talking about decades and decades and decades of an embargo to Vietnam, and again, he thinks he's going to counter China. China? Is there such a company as China? What are you laughing for? You married it. Anyway, let's see what he had to say today. This might work. If this works, you know there's a God. Isn't live radio?
Welcome to Toyota.
Oh, here we go. Anyway, so the president, he lifted decades-long U.S. arms embargo against Vietnam. He's trying to shore up the communist country's defenses against an increasing against China. Now, he's faced a lot of criticism for it, but he thinks it gives the U.S. a little bit more leverage. I think I have it now. Do we have it now? Come on, come on, come on. Sometime this week would be nice.
President Obama lifted a decades-long arms ban on Vietnam.
The United States is fully lifting the ban on the sale of military equipment to Vietnam that has been in place for some 50 years. This change will ensure that Vietnam has access to the equipment it needs to defend itself.
That coming in just a short...
Now, again, if we would go back to helping some of these countries out, if we would go back to showing a spine, we wouldn't have to sell equipment to other countries. We wouldn't have to sell them our military equipment. Do we really want them reverse engineering things to find out how we're actually doing what we're doing? Do you think that's such a great idea? Because I personally don't. Now, it's a full removal of the embargo. And he was in Hanoi alongside Vietnamese President, here we go, this ought to be a lot of fun, Tran Day Quang. You like that? Didn't know I was quadruple lingual. Now, the president said that the move was intended as a step towards normalizing relationships with the former enemy. Now, I hope to God that, what's the nut job's name in North Korea? You know, he's got all of daddy's videos and all that other stuff. And he's been sending off missiles. He's been showing us the amount of power that he has. And I really find it hard to believe that Mr. Obama thinks that just doing this without really putting some of our strength behind it, without really getting involved with it ourselves, is going to make it safer there. Because I'm not buying it. Come on, we've seen this too many times. And this president has no spine. It's great that he's allowing them to buy the equipment. It's great that he's allowing them to buy weapons that'll help support them. But they can't do it in and of themselves. You're talking about China, who's been very aggressive out there for years. It didn't start last Tuesday. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side on TCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Don't go far.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional item. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
We are back.
Ow.
You're listening to The Real Side on GTN Live. I appreciate the time you spend with me. Hop up on the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's a gazillion and 17 things you can do while you're up there. You know, and get involved in the conversation. There's smarter people than I up there on the chat room. Seriously. Much smarter people than I. Let me tell you what. That's good. Yeah, I don't know why that's doing that. Irritating as heck. Anyway, the University of Oregon, you know, Oregon, that's the place that brought that brought us nude bike riders. Remember that? You can ride your bike through Oregon, in the wintertime, naked, and it's legal. Although, why? Yeah, don't get smart in the chat room. I don't know why anybody would want to walk, would want to ride their bike. Actually, I don't know why anybody would ride their bike naked anytime through the streets of a major city. I guess you must be pretty proud of your junk or whatever they call it. So the University of Oregon rejects criticism that its bias response team is akin to the thought police. Now, only a liberal could come up with that line of thinking. Or one of those progressive types. I'll put it that way. How's that? Makes me sound progressive, doesn't it? So a student reported that a sign encouraging cleaning up after oneself was sexist. I guess it was only aimed at women or something. I don't know. A student reported the newspaper gave less coverage to trans students and students of color. Right? Staff members reported another staff member asked a coworker inappropriate questions that did not refer to them correctly. See, I've been telling you this for, years now. And what I've been saying is it's got to the point where because we don't understand all the gender identifiers, and not even just don't understand them, they don't make any sense. So because we don't understand all these gender identifiers, I told you they were going to keep calling us on the carpet for doing the wrong thing, for saying the wrong thing. And that's what's happening here. The member asked a coworker inappropriate questions like, might you want to clean up after yourself? I mean, that was it. How was that inappropriate? How was that wrong? And I can't imagine what could you possibly ask? And did not refer to them properly. What, they miss her, him, them? Is that what caused the problem? Now, so these are some of the complaints fielded by the University of Oregon's 7-member bias response team. No, yes. No, that was real. A 7-member bias response team. You need seven people to figure out whether what you're saying is right or wrong. Isn't that great? Offenses detailed in a recent release report. Each complaint prompted investigations. Often a member of the team would have an educational conversation with the offending party. My God, you know what? I'd be in a principal's room all day, wouldn't I? I'd really be a problem. Such admonishments by campus officials have elicited a wide array of criticism from campus watchdogs. A thorough review of these summaries suggests to me that the BRT is essentially an administrative thought police that routinely intervenes in situations where one student's constitutionally protected speech has offended another student. Yeah. See, I'm glad they put that in there. Because we don't normally hear that, right? Constitutionally protected speech? How often do you actually hear that? Now, they're referring these cases to the university agencies with more robust enforcement powers. Yes, that's right. You say, hey, buddy, apparently you have to go to court for that or something. I don't even know. So what is this right thinking? What's right thinking student, you know, having been informed that he's a person of interest and can you imagine the knock on your door, you know? Hey, we want to talk to you. We've got a problem. We hear you've been making trouble on campus. You know that female that looked like a girl? Well, she identifies as a male. She no longer wants to be called Miss. She wants to be called Z. And you purposely looked at her and said, Miss, how do I get to the campus administration building? You made her feel bad. She had to go find a trigger room. Then she needed a safe space. No, they don't have a trigger room. She needed a trigger warning. Then they had to go find a safe space. And now she's in deep therapy, all within a day. Unreal. So Catherine Timp of the National Review also talked about how in the hell is this any way to prepare students for the real world? I agree with her. If every time they feel bad about something, when are they going to learn anything? If every time they crawl into a fetal position, you go find them a counselor to speak with, when are they going to learn anything? And I'm going to take it back to the parents. You know, you guys, I've been on this since day one. What did you do to your kids? What did you teach your kids? How does this fix anything? Yeah, I know. I'm not the sharpest knife in the drawer, but I got to tell you something. When it comes to this stuff, I have a clue. The place where you have to deal with these problems on your own is school, right? You know, I always said this. Let the kids make the mistakes at home. Let your young people make their mistakes while they're home or near home. Because if they do anything extremely stupid, you're there to help them. You're there to help them work through things, not do it for them, but help them work through things, right? But when they get off to college, you're done. You can't help them anymore. Now they're looking around for mommy and daddy to bail them out, to do something for them. That doesn't work. It never has. Right? This is beyond overkill. Threatens free speech. Right? It gets these students thinking that they're something they're not. And what's more, it could even lead to additional problems if some students decide to use the anonymous nature of forms. So not only that, but these cowards get to tell on each other without putting their name on the form. But an email was sent to a news source called the College Fix. It's a University of Oregon spokesman defended the bias response team in an investigation and its investigations. The University bias response team works hard to assist students and others who feel that they've witnessed or been a victim of bias. You realize how subjective this is? Right? You know, when you talk about hate speech, I haven't done a follow-up on it yet, but that Catholic teacher who was brought up or being investigated for hate speech because she simply quoted what the Bible says when people wanted to talk about it openly. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. Don't go frar. Frar? What's a frar? We'll be right back. Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty HealthShare. That's right, the people at Liberty HealthShare have plans that will work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty HealthShare plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right, you will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Did you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
We are back. Listening to The Real Side, always a pleasure to have you on board. I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hey, get involved in the conversation. There's a gazillion ways to get involved in the conversation. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. You can, what else? I want you to give me your email address. So every week I send you an email. I tell you who's going to be on the show, what we're going to be talking about, that kind of thing. You don't want it. You don't have to take it. There's a little thing on the bottom that says unsubscribe, and it's just really that simple. It isn't that hard, and you don't even have to have a college degree to know how to use it. You have to know how to read, but you don't have to have a college degree to know how to use it. Anyway, we're going to do some really crazy stories today. I've been letting them build up. I was going to do them. I was going to pre-record them, put them out there in case the studio took a nosedive, but it seems like everything's going okay. So, the bias. I love this. This is a. What are we going to call this? What do they call this thing? The bias response team. Right. So that means that seven people on this panel get to decide what's bias and what's not. And they could take you, not so much take you up on charges, but they could do an investigation, and then they could turn around and send that to the proper authorities. Come on, that's got to scare you, because it scares me. So the team is gathering this information. And then they'll eventually, like I said, they'll decide who to send it to and what they're going to do about it with you. Scare me. That's all I got to say. All right. What are some of these other good stories you got? All right. So at Yale, it says that the all-gender bathroom project is about... The reason I love having you guys on with me is I don't understand these terms. When they give you some of these terms in the stories, you know, I watch the chat room because I figure one of you brain surgeons will be able to figure it out because I can't. So apparently what's going on at Yale, they opened more than 300 gender-neutral bathrooms just days ahead of its annual commencement ceremony as part of a radical new all-gender bathroom project. Now, the school's LGBT Resource Center published an interview map, an interactive map detailing the locations of over 300 all-gender bathrooms for its visitors, leaving questions of how many traditional gender bathrooms remain on campus. Yeah, I mean, what now I'm in the minority, right? So if I go to a friend's graduation, I got to worry about who's walking in the bathroom behind me? See, you know what I would do? And this is pretty gross and disgusting. I'd have, like, if I was going to go one of those things and I knew they had all neutral gender bathrooms, you know where I'm going with this. I would eat two cans of beans the night before. You know what I'm saying? And I wouldn't just go to the bathroom. I would hang out in there. And every time somebody of question came in, I would turn around and go, hey, there's a couple around the corner should you need one of those. Or maybe even better, I could record it. Yeah, there are safe spaces on campus if you have to go pee. They're called trees. Seriously, I'd like to see somebody complain about that one. Anyway, the story goes on to say, for the convenience of our students and guests, except for me, I would be the one inconvenienced, the all-gender restrooms are available across campus, including the old campus where commencement takes place. The school announcement last week even making several of the gender-neutral bathrooms on the back of the commencement programs. Now, Tamar Gendlerm, the dean of Yale Faculty of Arts and Sciences, told the Associated Press that the timing of the announcement was largely chosen to highlight Yale's commitment to supporting transgender students. Yeah, that's great. What about other students? See, my argument's always been, I don't care whether it's a transgender student or the one Sicilian kid on campus. All right, I'll pick on my own. And why do you have to make adjustments for me? I'm willing to work around the process. There's plenty of times where I have to work around a process that has to do with the government because they don't have I'm almost blind in one eye. I have to work through all kinds of stuff with the government. Now, Yale aims to be the leader on this front, he explained. Part of what is it? Yeah, let's not teach them about law. Let's not teach them about how to be able to, you know, it was the story we did about Harvard. I'm sure it pertains to Yale, too, to a degree. That the kids wanted to, and I'm calling them kids. I know they're young adults, but I'm going to call them kids. They wanted the rape program or the rape portion of the law toned down because they found it very uncomfortable. So that's exactly the attorney that I would want if I was a female and I had been raped. That's exactly the attorney that I would want protecting me, one that found rape to be uncomfortable and didn't know much about it because they did the scaled-down version of it at the law school. Isn't that what you want, right? One Yale senior, Isaac Amend, was enthusiastic that all-gender program will be promoted during the commencement since he himself is in the process of transitioning genders. He said, that's music to my ears. And what makes the greatest harm that can be done, an old white guy makes a snide remark. Who cares? What are you going to do? You're going to take these guys out and you know, give them 50 lashes? Because they don't agree with you? They find it weird or uncomfortable or unnatural? All I'm doing is asking you. And if they say anything like that teacher in L.A. did, if they simply ask a question or they get involved in one of your conversations and you invite them in, now they have to be afraid that you're going to do something stupid like turn them in for having their own opinion. Yeah, that's not the thought police, is it? Oh. Now, additionally, the AP reports that Yale has changed a long-standing tradition of requiring graduates to be referred to by their birth names. God. And starting this year, this will allow students to graduate under a name of their choice. Oh, my God. Do you see what's going on here in society? We're getting to the point, and you want to go back, I think it's 2 years old. I wrote a piece 2 years ago. There are no more absolutes. We're done. It's over. I called it 2 years ago. There's no Mr. and Mrs. There's no he, her. There's no Miss, Ms., whatever they used to use. Right? I mean, really. No he, her. Male, female. I mean, a family is whatever it works out to be. Three cats, two dogs, two men, five women, one man, one woman, five men. I mean, I don't know. In the house, that's the family, right? So it's like, so it doesn't matter what name you were given at birth. It doesn't matter what you've gone through most of your life with. Now you can have any name you want to put on the diploma, whatever you decide you're being referred to. When in the past, that wasn't an issue. You just had to go to court to change your name. So now we don't have to go to court to change our name anymore. Think about this. Whatever you decide, whatever feeble thought goes through your head, that becomes truth. Sounds like the guy in the White House, don't it? Ah. Anyway, I don't even know where to go with this one. This is just sick. It's on so many levels. The diploma thing is really hilarious. Because what do you do 10 years down the road, 15 years down the road, when you come to your senses and you decide, you know, I'm going to use my God-given name? Can we still say that? Can we still say God? So I'm going to use my God-given name. I'm going to use the name my parents gave me at birth. And you go back to that. Do you have to go back to the college and get your, I mean, for those of you brain surgeons that actually have a college diploma, I don't, college degree. Do you have to go back and get it done all over again? I mean, what's the proof? Remember, we used to have to prove that you changed your name. And the professors are already using preferred pronouns when addressing students. And transgender students may go by their preferred name. But that, I mean, think about something. So their school ID, which sometimes is used in local communities and accepted as a form of ID for a young person, you can come up with it, whatever name you want to, right? Any identifier you want to. And I guess the guy at the liquor store, if he questions your age or gender, you're over. Maybe he'll go to jail. Under Yale's current health plan, transgender students are also covered for sex change operations and hormone suppression therapy. Now the problem with me with the hormone suppression is when a parent give it to a 7-year-old. And we've done this. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Yes, go throw up. Come on back, because I got a lot more of these stories when we return.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver.
the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit-selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-9582. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times. But I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-9582. 1-800-959-9582.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Please answer the question.
They call me Cuban Pete. I'm the king of the rumba beat. When I play the maracas, I go chick, chicky, boom, chick, chicky, boom. Yes, sir, I'm...
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side. Hey, check out the website, TheRealSide.com. We can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots going on up there. You can even give me your email address. I don't sell them. I don't give them away. I don't share them with friends. I don't have any friends, but I don't share them with friends. And, you know, I can send you information as to what's going on. And so, again, I do appreciate the time that you spend with me, the time you interact with some of the stories. And we've got some really, really crazy stories here tonight, and I enjoy them all. You know what? I love it when Andrea comes on. I remember when she thought I'd have to go to really deep, dark places to find these stories. And then we said, no, they're all over the place. Right? They're you can find them all over the internet. You can find them in your local papers. They're just all over the place. And I love the ones that come off of college campuses because they're the best. Because you sit there and scratch your head and say, there's no way. There's just no way that this stuff is true. And Yale University, like Yale and Harvard, the two schools you think of, those are the two you think would be the most grounded. And I didn't say conservative. I just said the most grounded. Right? Yeah, at least that's my thought. Anyway, again, like I said, you are listening to The Real Side. I do appreciate the time that you spend with me. Some of these stories. Oh, here we go. This one. This is good, too. A student at Southern Oregon University, at SOU, I love that, all right, was forced to suspend his campaign for a Senate seat in his school student government after an opposing candidate filed a grievance against him. You ready for this? Because he wouldn't use gender-neutral pronouns when he was talking about people. Well, I guess I'd be suspended, too, because I'm not using gender-neutral pronouns either. Now, I'd like to know why you should be able to take office, despite your homophobic and trans... See? They go to the phobics all the time. That's what makes me crazy. They don't even know what it means. And I'll bet you in most cases, they don't even know how to spell it. But if you don't agree with something, you don't like something, all of a sudden it's a phobia. It has to be a phobia. It can't be just because you don't like it. It makes me nuts. So the grievance said, I'd like to know why you should be able to take office despite your homophobic and transphobic comments on Facebook. Candidate Onita Cantian asked during an open forum with one of her opponents, Chase Gildea. Now, answer the effing question, some student attendant shouted. See, doesn't that open it up for a peaceful conversation? Doesn't that set the foundation? Don't you think? Anyway, although the two open debates, they refused to back down from his criticism of gender-neutral bathrooms and pronouns. Good, I'm glad he stood up for himself. I'm glad he stood up for what he believed to be true and laid it out there. And the problem is when you see these nasty people coming at you, push back. Don't let them get away with it. And from what I've read, he wasn't hateful. He just didn't agree with it. Now, consequently, the Student Government Elections Committee suspended Gildea's campaign for one day pending further investigation. Gildea was later allowed to restart his campaign, but the damage had already been done. He lost the school election on Friday. I'd sue them all. Make them nuts. Now, results of the investigation show that some social media posts made more than 2 years ago were the subject of the attacks. That was according to the newspaper. In one post, Gildea alleged allegedly used a homophobic slur to describe Kim Jong-un in 2014, but apologized for the post long before running for office. In some more recent polls, Gildea expressed a distaste for the practice of announcing gender pronouns before a conversation commences and argued that gender-neutral bathrooms could be unsafe for students. That is an argument going on all over the place. It's not new to him. Some of the recent posts are just in my views. I don't even remember saying some of these things. Gildea said of the matter, I just didn't feel comfortable doing it. See, this is, you guys remember, you know who Juan Williams is, right? He's with Fox News now. And the thing with Juan, was it was after 9/11, and I know I've talked about this frequently, but it was after 9/11, and basically what he was saying is, you know, he's got to work through it, but the issue for him is when he gets on a plane, and there's a bunch of, you know, Muslim men on the plane, or a large group of Muslim men, if you would, he feels uncomfortable. Now, somehow, that was the worst thing you could possibly say. Somehow that became, you know, a fireable offense. Because now, if you want to talk about your feelings in the way of sexual orientation, then that's fine. Even if you do it in church, it's okay. If you call your priest, a nut job because he doesn't believe in different genders, yeah, that's okay too. But to say that you were uncomfortable after a bunch of Muslim men just took down the towers, when there's a bunch of Muslim men on a plane, well, that's just a fireable offense. So much for free speech. So much for being able to talk about your feelings in the open. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. So don't go far. Remember, in the next hour, Andrea Nelson is going to join me like she does every week. She's our pop culture queen around here. She tries to get me to understand some of these crazy things that are going on with our young people. Gildea did admit to writing the posts. He didn't deny it. Yeah, I did it. He was unable to provide concrete examples of his apologies. And he went on to say, I did approach Onita after the speech asking if she would provide examples, but she would not. She wouldn't even look at me. Others began screaming to get away, Gilda noticed it during the hearing. Now, so think about something. People are yelling, calling her names. Then they're saying, don't even go talk to the person that you think did you wrong. I don't understand any of that. Why wouldn't you want to get together in the same room, in the same area, with a group of people, talk these things through so you can understand each other? That really is that really just too much to ask for? Yeah, until we start to learn how to talk to each other, until we start to learn, you know, you all talk about opening up to each other, you all talk about being honest and transparent and all this other fun stuff. Until it comes time to you being honest and transparent, until somebody's honest with you and you don't like it. Right? We keep talking about change, he goes on. He says, so I want to ask you, Chase, if your views have changed since 2014 and how you plan to represent your constituents, one member of the elections committee commented during the hearing, said, Gildea went on to say, my views are my views. And again, I don't know, I'd like to hear what he had to say so you could find out whether they were mean-spirited or simply stated as fact. Or stated as something they believe. I want to know when that became wrong to do. It's really kind of scary, actually. Let me see. Can I pull this one off? Let me see. Okay. Oh, remember the college that cancels men in literature course? Now, think about this. For you guys that can't think quickly, I'll help you with this. It's a men in literature course. It's being canceled because it's too focused on men. Right? This one floors me. So you want to go to school to become a lawyer, but you go to carpentry school. Does that make any sense? Now, a men in literature course that taught successfully for 8 years at Springfield College now has been canceled because of... talks too much about men. The popular humanities department approved the course was taught by Mr. Dennis Gauze. Campus leaders prior to axing the course accused the scholar of turning the English class into something of a men's gender studies class. And we can't have that now, can we? God, these people are weird. In return, Gauze changed the curriculum to appease the campus leaders. And that didn't even help. Today, he accused campus leaders of playing politics and undermining academic freedom. This is nothing new. We've been watching this happen. We're getting deeper and deeper in this hole. And until you get new leadership in these campuses, until you get new leadership in Congress, hint, hint, new leadership in the Senate, this is just going to keep going on. People, if you really want changes... you really got to pay attention to where your kids are going to school. You got to pay attention to what they're teaching our young people. Remember that Hitler knew that if he got the youth, he had the country. He didn't care about the old white folks. Excuse me, the old white-haired folks. Anyway, I'm Joe Bacino, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back at the top of the hour. Got a lot going on. Like I said, Andrea Nelson joins me next hour. We'll be back in just a few minutes.